David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. She is part of our podcast community. She has her own show on our channel, and she is just an amazing individual who speaks on a lot of different topics pertaining to happiness and self-improvement and learning how to improve your life overall in all areas. And she's here today to talk about happiness, how to bring happiness into your life and how to improve your life and all the different components that make up the word happiness. Are they in your life? Are you practicing them? What are they? And she's going to tell you all about that. And she's going to tell you ways to make you yourself happy, both inside, in your heart, and overall. So when you look, people look at you, they see that glow, they see that happiness, that shine, and you feel it in your heart as well. And that's the way it should be. So she's going to tell you how you can make changes in 2025 that are going to make you feel like an amazing person. So Elizabeth, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. I just love when you come on. You are just a ball of joy. And today I'm so glad you're going to be talking about happiness and how to bring happiness into your life and the components that make up happiness that everybody should have in their life. But before we begin, can you tell everybody a little about yourself and what made you, you know, be so passionate about happiness?
Certainly. Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me on again. And I thought I had a very happy life. I had four healthy, happy children and a wonderful marriage. And then I got a bit of a shock happening in a few years ago where my marriage fell apart and I had no warning and I went into a spin, you know, like a roller coaster spin of emotions, dark emotions, shock, sadness, disbelief, victim mentality, every possible dark emotion you can imagine. And then I thought to myself, well, you know, because I'd really lost myself in the roles of looking after my four children and looking after my husband, and I'd unknowingly forgotten about me over a quarter of a century. It was a 25-year marriage.
Yeah.
And when I realized that the children were all adults and my husband was no longer my husband, I thought I'd lost my reason for being because they had been my life for 25 years. And so then I realized that divorce is so common, and I started to work out how to get myself out of the mud, how to get myself up back into the bouncy me that I knew.
Right.
And so I started to write down things, and I was exploring different modalities. I was traveling to India to ashrams. I was really going full focus on trying to work out what would work to get me feeling good.
Right.
And so I did my training in Kundalini yoga, did self-help workshops. I was reading everything I could find. And then I realized that I really needed to help my friends around me and people who were coming to me because they were realizing that I was getting through it. Yeah. And then my book organically grew. So my book is a book about how to feel good fast. Well, there's no real quick fix, but my book is written in a way that no matter how bad your life situation may be, whether it's a relationship problem, a financial problem, or a health problem,
Right.
Maybe some people, unfortunately, have all three.
Yes.
How those problems or those obstacles, which they are, can be opportunities. They can be opportunities to bounce you into abundance and know much more happiness than you can ever imagine.
Right.
It's just a matter of looking at, being able to look at it, and with the tools and tips in my book,
yes.
Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life, there's tools and tips to work you through and to lift you up. So it's really a matter of focus and determination. And sometimes I would step back and I'd have a really bad day, and then so it'd be three steps back and one step forward. But if we can sign on that we deserve, and it's our birthright to be happy.
Yes.
It's our birthright to be happy and abundant and free. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're much more than this body. We're a sovereign being.
Yes.
And we just, once we start remembering that we are worthy to have our needs met. And then, you know, I have so many tools in my book, but I don't know where to start really with talking about them. But what do you think? What's the best way?
Well, you know, when I think of happiness, I think of so many people struggle with happiness, especially around the holidays or sometimes around birthdays, or sometimes people have just had a lot of struggles in their life. You know, there's many reasons why people lack happiness in their life, and everybody has their own story and has their own journey in life that has led them to a certain time. But we all go through moments in our life where that happiness sometimes evaporates, and we're like, why am I here? You know, why am I feeling like this? It's not fair. You know, look at that person. That person's happy, but why am I not happy? When you're looking to bring happiness back into your life, what would you say the first step is? Like, what do we need to start doing if we are not feeling happy and we're waking up with that feeling of another day, you know, but we want to be happy. We see other people happy. It's like, why can't I be like that person? What's step one for you? What did you find most effective in the beginning, this first step to happiness?
Okay. Well, Stacey, first I must say that, you know, I'm not a health professional. So, if you are feeling really down, speaking to a health professional, a therapist is maybe the best for you. But for me, I can only speak from my experience.
Right.
And in the early days, I had my go-to list. I had a go-to list on the fridge and near my toothbrush. And it, when I went into, I had a trigger, you know, it would be Christmas time, and we were usually following the traditions of doing certain things as a family of six, and I, you know, I'd be triggered and feel all alone, feel abandoned, rejected, and why me? I'd have a list of things to actually just pick me up instantly, to get me out of bed. So whether that was silly things, you know, the sillier we can be, the better. You know, children play and they do silly things. So, you know, whether it was just, you know, skipping to get my coffee.
Yeah.
Or cutting flowers in the street, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
You know, just taking that favorite flower and pinching it off and putting it in a vase of water, or just the simple things to actually bring you back into your presence rather than in our thoughts.
Right.
Because what I've learned is that when we're feeling yuck, when we're not feeling good, we are not present. If we're fully, fully present, we can't be feeling the awful thoughts. It's usually when we're thinking unconsciously, often,
yes,
of the past, the regret, the shame, the blame, the judgment, the sadness, the guilt, all the yucky stuff, you know, about, oh, I could have, would have, should have, blah. You know, it goes on, the story, the drama, and we go into the drama consciously or unconsciously, and what does it do for us? It pulls us down into the well.
Yes.
Into the dark, deep well.
Yes.
And also if we go into the future consciously or unconsciously, what am I going to do now? I'm not going to have a job. I'm not going to have, I don't know where my house is going to be. I don't know when I'm going to see my children. All that.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Is going to drive our vibe down.
Yeah.
So we need to come and power up in the present. We need to power up like we charge our mobile phone every night. We need to power up our energy, our vibe, by coming, oh, gosh, I'm feeling awful. I must be consciously or unconsciously thinking thoughts, emotions tied to the past, the future. I'm going to come into the present and power up.
Right.
Because then, well, I haven't read the book, I haven't read any books on this, but as you lift your vibe, you would naturally attract higher vibe people and higher vibe opportunities into your life.
Yes.
So the trick is, do what you can. Take that 10 minutes to do something silly. Put a silly, listen, dance to a silly song on the radio.
Yeah.
Have a bubble bath. Ring a friend that uplifts you. Grab all your supportive friends. Toss out the ones that are not supportive, who want to hang in the drama.
Yeah.
The drama is driving us down, and being in the present and following our joy is lifting us up.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's so true. And I think it's so important to be around people that have positive vibes, people who, you know, will lift us up, and people who really want to elevate to higher levels in their life, emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, monetarily, whatever their goals are, but people who are thriving to be better, to really get the best out of life they possibly can. Those are the people that we want to surround ourselves with. I think that's so important.
And I suppose, and then the second thing, so the first thing is, yes, try and keep as bring joy into your life, and no matter how, be creative about it, and you only know what makes you happy, because everyone's got different ideas of what brings them joy.
Yes.
But the second thing is, we get so busy with our lives that, you know, on the life hamster wheel with our families, with our work, mm-hmm. is that we have to be authentic with how we feel. It's no good to us sort of keep looking at Facebook and seeing all those smiley faces and going, oh, I'm happy. And because if we don't look, feel how we feel, we don't allow those heavy emotions to feel acknowledged, allowed, and to somewhat extent accepted, that that's how I feel right now.
Right.
And that's the trick. We have to, if we don't, in my book I talk about the A, B, C of me. We don't A, acknowledge, allow, accept how we feel. These feelings, you know, these heavy feelings hold us down. They hold us down. So we can go, oh, no, I'm not happy. I'm not angry. And you've got sort of simmering with anger inside, which will keep you from taking that hot air balloon up into more happiness. So therefore, the second thing we need to do is actually take some time out to reset and to feel how we feel,
mm-hmm.
and then work out what boundaries we need and then following through with the good communication of the boundaries. Right. So that's the ABC, acknowledging, B, boundaries, C, communication of the boundaries. And then we're free. Sounds easy. But we have to be able to have that self-esteem and that confidence to go, oh, yes, I do matter.
Yeah.
I do matter. I can stand up and put me first. Because if we don't put ourselves first, our vibe will go down the plug hole with our vibe.
Yes.
And then we're giving that, radiating that lower vibe out to our children, out to our friends.
Yes.
So if everyone can actually be putting themselves first, then we can radiate more light.
Right.
And assist our families and friends after we've assisted ourselves first.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Mm. Now, what else would you think is, because you mentioned there were several things that we could do. What would be step three?
Okay, so the first one, you know, the immediate one when you're feeling down is just, as we've said, to have your go-to list.
Yes.
So number two is to, you know, feel into your feelings, the ABC of me, and apply that, you know, with setting boundaries and following through. Now, there's lots of other, the obvious ones are, well, maybe not obvious to everyone, but to actually have some exercise, encourage those happy endorphins.
Yes.
And choose an exercise that brings you joy. You know, I can hear, well, I'm going to the gym. Oh, that's good. Oh, wonderful. I'm going to the gym. I go, well, you know, I'm very blessed because I break up and I feel into what my body needs. And I go, is it a yoga class? Is it jumping on my, well, electric bike? You don't have to press the button all the time to, you know, but feeling into what you need, you know, maybe it's a simple walk to the park, walk around the block.
Yes.
Don't anything to actually take you out of your head and your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Go, okay, I'm going to put my runners on, or sneakers. What do you call them? I don't know what you call them. Sneakers, runners.
Sneakers, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to go. And I'm going to walk for 10 minutes. I don't know where I'm going to walk to. I'm going to walk for 10 minutes.
Right.
I'm just going to just close my laptop, and I'm not even going to take these things called, you know, what are they called? Earplugs.
Earplugs, yeah.
I'm just going to walk outside and see what noises and smells and things that I can actually identify, because that's bringing right. you into the now, which we yes. talked about. So on that, exercise is good. Hobbies is another one. Why are hobbies good? Because hobbies are because you've chosen something you enjoy.
Right.
You get a buzz up. You also get a buzz up because you have to be present in a hobby.
Yes.
You know, no matter what you're doing, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're stamp collecting or playing chess or whatever, you're present. You're not in your mind.
Exactly.
Past or future.
Mm-hmm.
So hobbies are really good. I think we've passed two or three, but gratitude and forgiveness, I link those two together.
Yeah.
I used to think, forgiveness, I'm going to fake it until I make it, because that's what I've been told. How can I forgive, you know, the ex for putting me through this challenge,
yeah,
which became a very big opportunity. How can I forgive him? But it became easier to forgive him when I could realize that he had given me this amazing opportunity to find me, to rediscover me, to find, and not only, but to actually step up into putting myself first as to yeah. what I wanted to do on this planet. And so I'm very extremely thankful to my husband, because, you know, we have four healthy children, and and we had so many life experiences together, but there were more to be had, and I'm still having as I find more and more of myself. So on that note, I mean, the more we can uncover and find our authentic self, that's our power. That is absolutely our power to actually, when we're in our authentic self and meeting our own needs, well, guess what? We're not trying to seek approval and people please other people.
Right.
Because we've got our own self-watering system set up. We know how to meet our own needs, and we can say no. We can say no to things that don't bring us joy.
Right.
Hey, actually, this weekend, I don't think I do want to go to three parties back to back. I think I'd rather just have time for me. I think I'd rather just, you know, pick up my favorite food and have a bubble bath and put my music on and do what lifts me up.
Right.
So it's really a matter of feeling into what you need, but we can't do that unless we stop, unless we take time to stop.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Without the noise of life.
Right.
Because it's a very noisy life. Whether it's the noise of work or family, you know, playing, entertaining with friends,
right?
Whatever noise it is, it's just a matter of finding that 10 minutes regularly every day. I mean, if you can fit 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in at lunchtime,
right?
And then it brings me to, you know, the mindful reflection is the meditation. I don't go past a day now with meditation. Did I meditate in the early days? No, it's a relatively new thing for me in this life. But I see meditation. You don't have to be in like a guru in a, you know, yogi position. It's, to me, meditation is actually giving your mind time to be present. You know, you can be breathing as a meditation. When you get distracted, you go, oh, I'm not listening to my breathing. I'm not present with my breathing. You bring yourself back into the now.
Yes.
Or walk in the park, you know, feeling the crunch of the leaves, feeling all your senses alive. Oh, I'm present. I'm in meditation.
Yes.
Which is, I really think, you know, because you're powering up. And that's the point of a meditation, is to actually stop draining yourself of your energy.
Yes.
And it is just to power up in the present.
Oh, yeah, 100%. What great advice, you know, and it seems like really one of the main things is really, you know, when you talk about all these different things, it's like finding yourself, letting go of, you know, what you thought you were, and really figuring out who you are by focusing on present tense and doing all the things like your go-to list, your ABC of me, exercise and learning forgiveness, gratitude, you know, being in the present and really figuring out who am I today in this present life, and then really appreciating that. And really, you know, once I think we figure out who we are and what we represent, I think that changes us and it boosts our self-esteem and it makes us stronger. And it really, I think when I went through a lot of those steps that you were discussing, you know, my self-esteem went up. I realized who I was, and it was no longer a guessing game. It was a new person that I realized I've become over the years as I've gotten older, and I like this person. And And it was helpful, and it really brought happiness to me too. And I think one of the main things is, like you said, not getting lost in the past or the present, but being, you know, in the future, I mean, but being in the present.
Yes, and I think one thing that you reminded me is that we don't make life a journey, and don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Sometimes, you know, a baby step for my day would have been just to, you know, to get out of bed and make it to my coach or my counselor / therapist, whatever you want. And so don't think, oh, you know, Stacey's looking so bright and happy, and everyone on Facebook's looking bright and happy, and I'm not that. And don't be hard on yourself. Just take each day, each moment of each day. So break it down, you know, as to what you feel. Start to feel into what you need. And so for each half an hour in the early days, I'd go, okay, what do I feel like for this next half hour?
Yes.
Break it down. What do I, am I hungry? Am I absolutely exhausted? Do I need to just flop on my bed and sleep?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just treat yourself, ironically, as if you were a five-year-old. You wouldn't go, oh, you're not exhausted. You just get back out there. Get back out there and do some more work.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be more compassionate to a five-year-old child. So try and have that compassion for you.
Yes.
And to actually be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in the early days, that might be your sort of mantra. I choose to be kind to myself. I choose to put me first, my needs first. You know, because life can be very challenging. And, you know, I think that that's, you know, life's a journey, and if we don't get too serious about it, I know it's easy to, but if we can just find the joy in little things,
yes,
and not get bogged down in the past, the drama, you know, say goodbye to friends that want to go over and over and over and over the bad things that are happening in your life. You know, the drama, we'll call it the drama.
Yeah.
And say and allow the fresh breeze of new opportunities and people who lift you up.
Yes.
To come in to fill that space.
Oh, 100%. So well said. It's so true. It's so true. You know, I feel that it makes a big difference when you apply all the things that you mentioned today into your life. You definitely will see a huge difference. And I always say reward yourself too, you know, like for the little things, you know, like, you know, those little things are big things, you know, and, you know, give yourself a bubble bath, or, you know, reward yourself with something that makes you happy. You know, each time you've accomplished those little things, like you said, just getting off the couch, you know, all right, I got off the couch, you know, and give yourself a reward, you know, and, you know, maybe tonight I'll take a bubble bath. I got off the couch, I did this, and now I'm going to reward myself, you know, and and I think that, you know, makes you feel good and feels a sense of achievement. And I think that also could be a momentum to want to keep moving forward too. And, you know, I like the things that you, the different things that you have in your book. And, you know, so you have a second version of this book coming out soon, right? You're working on the second version of it, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. I am it's going to have a bright yellow cover. So it's still got my first painting, because that was the story was, when I got into my art, I was throwing myself into something that I wanted to try. And I tried to not listen to my thoughts, which were saying, what do you think you're going to do, Elizabeth? You're just wasting your time. You don't know how to draw. How are you going to paint? And so I had my painting teacher, who had bought my canvas and my paints, and I thought, well, I'll just give it a go, because more we can just throw ourselves into things and not have expectation and put pressure on ourselves of whether it's going to work out or not. A child doesn't go, oh, well, I have to have the finger painting class before I learn to finger paint.
Right.
They just hop into the finger painting and then the mother goes, this is a masterpiece. Because so much love has gone into it. And that's the thing. When we're oozing with love and joy, it changes the whole scheme of things.
Yes.
So it's really a matter of lifting your vibration into more joy and mm-hmm. more light and letting go of allowing yourself to let go of the heavy emotions that yeah. plug us down.
100%.
So yes.
I love that.
Yeah, and I do have children's books in the future, hopefully to come, because wow. I've with four children and being a primary school teacher, it feels like in another life. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea of children being able to they like to rhyming books and yeah. with illustrations, so ones of children of Australian animals.
Oh,
and,
I love that.
Introducing kids to Australian animals and how we have to take care of our animals, but in a sort of a fun sort of poem sort of
yeah.
form. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
But I have spent a lot of time just doing podcasts and interviews around the world because I really, my passion is to pass on these really simple tools in the form of my book, Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life, because everyone deserves a happy life. And these challenges that are coming are actually to help you to lift up.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Into more joy, into more happiness. You don't think so at the time. I agree. I can hear you all. I can hear you, the listeners and the viewers going, no, this is not going to bring me more joy. But you will look back, and if you apply some of the tools and tips that Stacey and has talked about and I've talked about, you will look back and go, ah, I see. This challenge happened because it catapulted me into finding me.
Yeah.
because we, it's very easy, you can lose yourself not only in your children, you can lose yourself in work, you can lose yourself in a relationship, you can lose yourself in an addiction.
Yes.
And what it is when we're losing ourselves because we don't want to feel how we feel.
Right.
And it's sort of like we don't want to feel, so we think, I think I'll just have another champagne and
yeah.
I'll be happy. It's Christmas time. I think I'll have another, but it really just masks how you feel, and those little grumpy, sad feelings are still inside of us.
Yeah.
So those grumpy, sad feelings will continue to plug us down and pop up when we don't want them to.
Yeah.
If we don't allow them, accept them, acknowledge them, and so that they can actually be processed to be moved on.
Yes.
You can process them more easily with a art therapy, like with doing something creative. Therapy could be, doesn't have to be painting or writing,
right?
Like journaling. We talk about journaling, so I think psychologists will talk about, journal your feelings,
right?
Get them down, because it actually helps process them to allow them to move on, so they're not holding you back,
right?
But we also do it when we're doing something creative, because we're actually anything that keeps you present is helping to process and move on heavy feelings. But yeah. if we're going into, as we said, the past or the future, we're often energizing the bad energy.
Yeah. If you had to take our conversation today and you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things that you'd really like to emphasize to the listeners today?
So number one, when you're feeling not good, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do something about it. Whether that is make a appointment with your therapist or you're on your list of 10 to-go-to list near your fridge or near your toothbrush,
mm-hmm.
do something about it. Lift yourself up. And then the second thing is to buy my book. To buy my book, you can get it. You can get it online. It's just so easy on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it in digital form. That's what I was trying to say. So if you don't want to, it's not a bulky book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very straightforward book, but it will give you tools and tips that you can apply straight away in your life. But so that besides the to-do list is to take time out every day, every single day, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes, say, at lunch, and 10 minutes before you go to bed, to stop and to feel how you feel and acknowledge how you feel. Acknowledge, okay. I feel really angry. Okay, what can I do with that anger? Yes, I can hold it inside of me. Don't think that's a really good decision because right. It just keeps you down. I can have a road rage situation,
mm-hmm.
and create a big bomb of negative energy.
Right.
Maybe not good.
Yeah.
Or I could take Elizabeth's tool, the ABC of me, and have an empowered conversation to not around about talking to my mates about
right.
that person, but directly with my boss, directly with my spouse, directly with my partner, directly with my child.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I feel X when you do Y.
Yeah.
What can we, what, and because they can't argue with how you feel. Oh,
right.
You don't feel that. You don't feel that. Yes. I do. I feel this.
Right.
So perhaps next time this happens, I don't condone your behavior, and this is what I need, and I should be respected for this need.
Yeah.
If I'm not, well, we'll have to, you know, look at something different, whether
right.
that's severing a relationship or modifying it or whatever it may be in the circumstance.
Right.
But the ABC, and to be able to speak up takes a lot of courage, a lot of vulnerability. And so in my book, there's a whole chapter on learning how to speak up, to learning how to speak up so as we can meet our needs and be free.
Yes.
We can be free. We can just take the reins of our life, be the leader of our life once we are the master of our mind.
Exactly.
So it takes us a whole chapter on, you could call it self-care or whatever we want to call it. It's a very important chapter because, you know, it's not being selfish to put yourself first. That may be what most people have to get, I had to get used to, because you feel, you know, we're so programmed often, you know, to put ourselves last.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my kids. Oh no, but you know, I really want to support my husband, or I want to support my, you know, I want to support my friends, and you have to fill your cup first.
Yes.
It doesn't work otherwise.
Right.
It's like the stewards on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Put your mask on before you help others.
Right.
It's the only way.
100%.
The only way. So following your joy, working on self-care so as you can have those empowered conversations, taking the time each day to stop and feel into your feelings and put boundaries in place and keep adjusting those boundaries. Those boundaries might, you know, one boundary today might not be the boundary tomorrow.
Right.
You know, keep feeling into how you feel. because our lives are dynamic. Everything's, you know, in motion.
Yes.
You know, people, feelings, everything's changing. And so mm-hmm. we have to be adaptable and flexible enough to know, oh, well, I felt okay yesterday, but today, no, I don't.
Yeah.
It's a different day. I woke up and this is how it is. And, well, I'm going to really feel into, I'm going to take that time out of my busyness. I'm going to feel into what, you know, some people say what my inner child is wanting.
Right.
You know, what my true emotion, what's the truth of yeah. how I, what I, what I need.
I love
so,
it.
So, yes.
That's wonderful.
So I hope that's.
Oh, it does. It does. I think that those are great takeaways. I really do. And what are some of the services that you provide?
So, I am, the best thing to do is to hop on my website, elizabethjane.com.au. And I must admit, I don't go onto Facebook or Instagram. So I have a wonderful lady, Tess, who puts up all my radio interviews. Radio interviews usually only go for about 10 minutes, and podcasts around the world. So I've been doing podcasts. Thankfully, at this stage, I'm a guest on other people's podcasts rather than having to do the hard work that Stacey has. Having her own podcast, because I think that's a, you know, very much you know, it has its own challenges, and mm-hmm. so I really enjoy so everything is on my Instagram and my Facebook, which can be accessed through my website elizabethjane.com.au, as well as my book, of course, and all future books. But my interviews and podcasts are all focusing on lifting our lives so as we can fully step into our authentic power. Because it's really just once we can actually tap into our truth
mm-hmm.
and hold true on our truth.
Yes.
Well, then our life becomes our own, and that's when the magic starts to happen.
Yes, 100%. Oh my goodness, yeah. This has been amazing, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I just love, you know, the topic you chose, and you provided so much valuable information, because there are so many people out there that really want to experience their authentic selves, and they want to be happy, and they want to move on in life. And, you know, sometimes that could be very difficult. And I love how your book breaks it up and makes it very, you know, into simplistic terms, so people can work on themselves and really see, you know, a vast change in their overall selves over time. So I just want to say thank you so much. You took something from your own life that was truly a hard moment in your own life. Mm-hmm. You overcame it. You rose above those obstacles, and now you're helping others. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing your story and then showing people how to overcome hardships in their life.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me on, and I'll be back. And yes, hopefully maybe with another book, but whatever your listeners and viewers need, I'll be back to see you.
Oh, I look forward to it. Well, you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.